Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life, and today we're talking about forming connections, your life in conjunction with the moon, stars, the planets, magnetism. Magnetism is what we all are. You know, we attract things, and we're attracted to north, south pole, sometimes two north poles, you know, where you don't get along with somebody or something, you know, it's just, that's just the way it is, you know. We can't all be north and south poles, otherwise we'd be attracted to each and every individual that's here in the face of the earth. So, you know, we walk with those things and the magnetic beings that we are. We also call things to ourselves, you know. I do believe, you know, that we call our own lives the way they are to ourselves sometimes. I guess if what depends on what sword you're carrying. Let's talk about sword of peace. Yeah. We attract those things, you know. Peace in our lives. Peace in with our families, peace with our children, peace in correlation with everything else, you know, and I guess what they call that, the good life. Some people would call it Bimadaziwan. And so you get to walk with that, you know, if you're going to carry that sword and be that way. We magnetically attract those things. Case in point, you know, does your hair stand on end when you touch static electricity? It's because it's magnetized. And yeah, did you know that a fox, when it's hunting in the snow and it dives down into the snow to catch a mouse, did you know that it cannot do that unless it's facing the North Pole? Yeah, that's pretty interesting. So yeah, things are magnetized, and the fox must tune in to that magnetism where to pinpoint exactly where that mouse is at under the snow. And like I said, you know, if it's not facing the north, you know, that won't happen. So. And also, we are, you know, we do our ceremonies and we face certain ways, in conjunction with, where the sun comes up and where the sun goes down, or even the south or the north, depending. And so here we all are, you know, facing a certain way to be attracted to attract something from that direction, and you're calling out. So and you know, there are other things that are there at force, forming connections. Did you know that the creator had created an imagination? You do not think that he created imagination for nothing. There has to be a reason for that connection. And to form that connection, the way I understand, it's that whatever you form in your mind, you know, you're sending it to the other side. And then again, they in turn do the same and they send it this way. That's the way it is. And you get it in the form of dreams and those types of things. Signs, symbols, waking visions. That's the way it's connected. So before when you start to form those connections, you know, the magnetism, the way you face, your imagination, you know, how you, the more vivid the imagination that you send it that way, you know, they'll receive that and in turn send that back. Because right now, you know, not all of us can actually see them or talk audibly to them, even though they talk to us about 1,000 times a day. Yeah. So, you know, here we are on this plane, this earth, and we're trying to figure things on out. The best thing to do is go form a connection, you know, connection to a rock, a tree, the water, the land, the air, with your imagination. Use your colors and your words. Your words are just the beginning. It's just forming of something that you want. You're talking yourself into it, into your imagination, and then sending that out. So those connections are really important to each and every one of us individually. You know, it works for everyone. You know, it's not just, don't just work for one denomination or one religion or whatever you want to call them, you know, one culture. They work for everyone. Just do call out, use your imagination, see that they receive it in your mind, and then wait. And you'll see it happens every time. I don't know how else to explain it, you know. So that those connections are important to whatever kind of connections you're trying to reach out to. So anyway, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning on in and listening to Forming Connections. It's just one way. Remember that now. These are only one way. It's not that it's solid and this is the only way. No, there's many, many, many ways. This is only one. Anyway, miigwech for tuning on in, and we'll see you again next week. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.